Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sure should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
About myself, which I'm not going to do today because I have so many family members of one family, which is mine here, that I'm so excited. We have a great generational show for you. I don't see Annabelle on, but I've got Annabelle, which is Brenda's mom. And then I have Brenda's son, brand new on this show, brand new reader for us. His name is Zach. I am going to bring them on in just a few minutes, and then I have the other member of their fabulous family, their intuitive, psychic, mediumistic family, Susan Z, which is Queen Z, on my show on Monday. And I can't even tell you how talented, how wonderful this family and psychic this family is. It's scary because now I'm the new member, and see, I'm part of that family. Just think, generations of unbelievably talented people, and I can tell you each one of them brings a different gift into us. So I'm so excited to have them here today. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi, Zach.
Hello.
Where is Annabelle? Is Annabelle here today?
Well, she's supposed to be. Let me try to get her on my cell phone here.
Okay, well, I just want everyone to know, because this is his debut, this is Zach Brand. He is a fabulous, wonderful, really nice, I'm going to say you're a boy because you're younger than me, but not really, because I think I'm younger than you because I'm 17, but I am still going to call you a boy. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Can you tell everybody, I've got somebody here that wants to say hello to you. But let me ask you, Zach, do you do this for a living? And how did you, like, know you were psychic and one of the family?
Well, I've always felt and saw things when I was little, growing up. And I just assumed that everyone else could see and feel those things, so I never paid any attention to it. It wasn't until I got out of high school that I realized that I'm the only one who could see or feel these things.
That's
early
too
my
cool.
Friends. So now, I'm embracing it.
I love that. And so now you're embracing it. So does that mean you're going to actually do this and be on our show and do this as a living or part of a living or, part time?
I would like to. But I'm going to try work on part time for now. And then once I get my credibility up, I'll probably go full time or at least try to.
Well, listen, Zach, you can be here anytime because this family is incredible. Tell me, before I actually start, tell me what was your defining moment in the psych realm, or what really shook you, like either greatly or really shaken up to what you see and feel in the spirit world?
Well, I think it would have to be in a house we were renting after the house fire we had a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in the basement of that house. And so I always felt like there was something there. And then until I think one day I heard someone say stop that, because I was tapping on the edge of my desk. And they said it twice and I stopped and I never heard anything from them again. And then another day I was at the edge of the basement going into the other side of the basement. It was a giant basement, I should say. And I heard my name called, heard my name called three times, clear as a bell, clear as day.
Wow. Well, did you ask what, when they called your name, did you like say what?
Yeah, I asked who was there and they didn't reply. So.
Do you feel like you knew who it was?
Yeah, I had a feeling on who it was. I had a feeling it had to be a young girl in the late teens, early 20s, and I was just 16 at the time, so.
Well, honey, I know you. You were probably following her into that basement, even if she was a spirit. What do you think, Zach?
Probably.
I mean, come on. I mean, think about it. I hope she was a little bit of a, hey, come on, Zach. Because at that age, I think my son would have crawled under, around, and over to see who it was. But I think go ahead, Zach, go ahead.
Well, I was more shocked at the fact it was, because I was the only one there at the time. So I was like, who's this?
Well, does any of this ever, make you feel, when your hair goes up? Or do you really know that this is just part of your existence here?
I just learned to accept it now. Like, I know this is part of who I am and what I do.
I think that is, you have to say that, because in your family, if you have any questions, I mean, going to your grandmother, which is like the grand dame of your family's psychic mediumistic ability, you probably get every answer from her and your mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, then
both. I know. I mean, I just love them to, pieces. So I know that whether you love me or not, you're going to have to. So I'm going to put somebody on that would like to say hello to you. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Oh, sweetie, you are like now the grand wizard of our line of women in this family. It's like that it has been so dominated by female energy for like four generations, and up you come as the grand wizard to knock us all off our thrones. I love it.
Wait a minute, Zach. If that's why you're coming, well, I'm not going to let you, because we are all still the queen bees.
Oh, I'm just a jester in all this. I'm still learning.
Oh, well, just hold that title as the young prince, and we'll just like all swarm around you.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, we're just really excited. I know, Susan, you were so excited to hear Zach was going to be on the show.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yes, it's been a while since we've seen each other, and I'm going to try to correct that somewhere a while. But I was just like, I think the last time that I saw you, I did a small reading for you, and I just tapped into that. I mean, sparks were just flying off of you, and I thought, uh-oh, we've got some real competition here.
Oh, that is so crazy. Well, Susan, do you want to ask Zach before I move on? Because you know we got a whole lot of callers for Zach. And Brenda, I'm not leaving you out either. And if Annabelle was here,
forget about
Brenda.
Let's just focus on Zach.
Yeah. It's Zach's day to day.
Yeah, and I'm sure Brenda is one of us.
I wanna holler at her.
Okay, go ahead.
I have no idea.
Who, Mom?
Yeah, it's your mother. Yes, yes, his grandmother. Get the generations right there, sweetie.
She's coming. She's not here yet. So.
Yes. Well, you just tell her that I hollered at her.
I will. I'll tell her. I love you.
I love you too.
Well,
I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Well, Susan, before you get off and I move on, you do have the opportunity, maybe the only opportunity for a while, to ask Zach one question, just one. You can ask one, not 100.
Oh, good God. You don't know our family. Really? You are such a newbie to our family. One question.
No.
Okay. All right. I have a new product that I just am advertising, put on the website, and hoping to do well with it. It's called the VibraSlim, and it, like, shrinks fat cells to help with obesity, and it's, like, really cool. So how do you think I'm going to do with that financially? Fun, Zach. I know you're not fat, and I know you're not, but come on. Do it for all the women out there.
Susan, leave him alone. He's getting nervous. Now go.
When you first started talking about it, I had a good feeling about it. Like, I think it is going to take off, but it's going to start off slowly.
Okay.
I love that, Zach.
Yeah. Did you hear the tapping? I heard the tapping. Did anybody else hear the tapping? He must tap. Do you tap when you're connecting?
I must have. I didn't know I did anything.
My spirit said, stop that. Here's the question. I heard the tapping. You tap when you're connecting. So that must be, who knows, maybe you're a table tipper.
Oh, I love this. You know what, Zach? I got to tell you something just for confirmation. That's what I told Susan, that she was going to have one that's going to be bought like in the next few weeks. It would be one, and then it's going to like slowly take off. So good job, Zach. Not that you need me to back you up.
Yes, keep the tapping going.
All right. I love you, Susan.
And give me an applause. I made it one question. Can you believe that? Oh, my God.
I'm so shocked. And I'm going to tell you, sister, I'm not going to mute you. I'm just going to hang up.
Bye, everybody. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye. You know what, Zach? She wanted to come on and make your day special because Susan is, she just loves her family. And I am so glad that she got a chance to come and talk to you. So, Zach, I got another person who I know wants to talk to you. I don't think you know her, but you are going to. 281, you are on with Zach because Brenda's kind of in the background. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Zach. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
My name is Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, Candy. I'm going to hand you over to Zach. Zach, this is Candy.
Hi, Candy.
I have a question. My husband is going to be looking for a new job, and I'm wondering if you see something like right away or if we're going to move or what do you see on this?
And if you want to tap, Zach, you can.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care if you tap. I write.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, I was just going to say, go ahead, Brent, because this is a new thing for and I've never had this much quiet on my show, so it is because I can't talk or I would be talking. So go ahead, please, go.
I feel like, I believe we talked about this the other day, Candy, didn't we? I still feel the same.
A little bit.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be two opportunities. The first one, it's going to be like almost like either part-time or he's going to take something just to have a job. But there's something coming along right behind that. And
okay.
There is a possibility of a relocation.
Okay.
Well, I have to tell you before I put Zach on and before I got the other Miller on the line. Well, not other Miller, but actually the Miller. Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, you make me sound like a bug, the other Miller.
No, you're the. I said you were the grand dame of the show. So don't you love that?
You missed Susan, Mom. She was just here.
I just heard her on there, and I said hi, and nobody said anything, so I didn't even know if I was on the air.
wait a minute, Susan.
I'm still here, Annabelle. I just wanted to say hi and say to holla at you.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I love you, Susan. Bye. I'm gonna just put you on mute.
I wanna hear what Zach has to say about the job.
Yes, that's what we were waiting for next.
I do feel like he is gonna get a new job and that he is gonna be relocated.
Okay.
Or at least has to move a short distance. Yeah, and it's going to be one he's going to keep, too.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Yeah, that sounds like
girl. Yeah. The only thing I'll add to that is a time limit between 2 and 3 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, that'll
be good.
Yeah, that would be great. Do you see before... Go ahead.
The last day of his job is actually December 31st, and it's coming up really fast, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, that is coming up quick.
Yeah.
Do you see a state move, or do you see a state move, Annabelle, like a different state, or do you see in the same state, or what do you see all of you, actually?
I think it's in the same state.
Okay.
Now... If you go like 3 years from now, it's different. But for right now, in the same state.
Okay.
What do you see, Zach? Okay, wait. What do you see, Zach? Because I heard you say maybe not far. That's why I kind of picked up maybe close or.
Yes, very close. I just drew some cards and they came out pretty damn accurate. And yes, he is definitely going to get a job. And he's going to be very happy with it. He's going to feel successful, but before that, I lost it.
Oh.
That's okay. I understand that.
They just quit talking to you.
You know what's so funny? I do the same thing. If somebody talks and I can't, you know, get it out what spirit says, sometimes I completely lose it. Of course, I have such a big mouth that I just keep talking. So and it all hit me back.
Yeah. So I don't see it right now. It's just like it's like poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
So say something about what Susan said when she seen sparks going out of.
Give him a read.
I see him. He's like a grand wizard. Mm-hmm. He's been a grand wizard before, and he has all these powers. A lot of them haven't even came in yet.
That's fabulous because, you know, when you start something like this, all the rest open up, mm-hmm. you know?
I mean, I just see like little sparks coming out here and there, like his hands and his eyes. And I mean, it's beautiful to actually see what it is because some of them are like a light blue and some are pink and red. I mean, it's all different.
Wow.
I really love that, Candy. I think that's a great name for Zach, Grand Wizard.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is, a Grand Wizard.
Remember, we said he couldn't be too grand because then we are all here, right, Zach? You don't want to be too grand, right? Because then you would be grander than the host, see? So we're going to have to make you a little less grand, but you can be the grand wizard.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Candy.
Have a beautiful day. Yeah.
Thank you, Candy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that. I got to tell you something, Annabelle, I'm not ending the show, but before I do, I want to tell you. So we're going to go to the next caller, 951. Hi, you are on with the fam. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you.
Hi. Who am I speaking with? Hi. You're welcome.
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but before you get involved with this wonderful group, where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, wait, I'm hearing a song. And if anybody, Zach, if you'd like to sing it with me and you get the song that I'm hearing, here we go. California, here I come.
Oh, yeah,
right back where I started from. I don't know why that's coming to me.
I just want to say, Lori, does everybody in California have a cold? You sound like you have a cold.
I had a cold for a couple. I've been going through this on and off now for a while.
Yeah. My goodness, I just talked to somebody else in California and they have a cold.
Well, don't worry, because I'm in Florida, and I've got asthma, so that's worse than a cold. Annabelle, you got to come back here and talk to me about my asthma. But okay, Lori, you've got the best of the best on. So I'm going to turn you on to the family, and any one of you can say hello, but Zach is our new member. So if you want to ask Zach, and then everybody else will filter in except me, because it's too much reading and it's too much talking, Annabelle, because thank goodness you came, because if I get the asthma, I can't get air into my lungs. So, Lori, this is Zach and Annabelle.
Do you have your spray with you? Hi. Do you have your spray there?
No, I'm going to get it. If you're talking to me, I'm headed to the doctor to get the inhaler.
Oh, you better get it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know. Thank you. Okay. All right, everyone. Go for it, Lori. Before I talk about all my problems. But go ahead.
Do I need a direct question, or can you just give me a message from what I need to hear, what's important right now?
I'm going to give you over to Zach first. Yeah, I'm going to give you over to Zach, and he can tell you what he needs, and then then Annabelle and Brenda will tell you what they hear. Zach, what do you want from Lori?
Thank you.
I heard don't sweat the small stuff. That
would
be the immediate thing I heard.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for him, Lori? Now, you heard the message, so you asked for a message, and he gave it to you. But what is the question?
Okay.
What is the question?
I guess what's on my mind, there's a ton of things on my mind. I've got to slow my mind down. But I'm wondering if I should continue in college and get a master's or maybe just stop. I had enough, or do a different bachelor's.
Are you hearing anything or picking up anything? Or throw the cards. You can throw the cards, too.
Yeah, that's what
I love
doing right now.
Yeah, I love the cards. Well, see, I'm in tune with you, Zach. That's why I can feel you. And that's just a real, just the way I explain it. But go ahead. Go ahead, Lori. So if you need any, while Zach's throwing the cards, if you want to say anything else, you can.
Okay. I don't mind school. I like school. It's the student loans that scare me.
Right.
That's what really has me choked up.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I didn't go to school, because how else am I going to pay for it? And once I get out, who knows if I'm going to get a job. But
I hear you. I'm right there with you.
But I want to say stay where you're at right now and see what happens.
Okay.
And if a situation arises to where you can get more schooling, then go for it.
Okay.
And I drew the cards, and what came up is that people are going to be following your lead, and there's a very skilled guy coming into your life. I don't know if he's a friend, but he or if someone you know, but he's coming in and he's going to really help you out significantly.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. Is it going to be a relationship?
Oh, I hear you.
It could be. It could blossom into a relationship.
Wow. You got some good messages here. How about the girl?
I feel if you would quit now, I think you would regret it later. It's just
I would hurt myself right now.
If you think ahead and you set a goal for yourself, think of the month and the year that's going to be in. And when that time comes and goes, you're going to regret that you didn't stick with it. And I go along with what Zach said. Stay where you're at right now.
I love what he gave them. You know, he gave the message to begin with. He heard, don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, that answered everything. Now, money is not small, and I understand that. But sometimes you have to take the risk of staying where you are and moving forward and knowing that, you know, whatever you believe, the universe, God, you know, your angels, guides, and masters will make it appear when you need it, meaning that, you know, you'll continue and something will come in, or you'll go and find some financial aid. And, you know, things happen because in the long run, you have to do what your heart says you have to do. And you know what that is, because I can feel it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
But wait a minute. You didn't hear from Brenda. You're lucky you got. Well, you shouldn't even heard from me, because I'm not supposed to be reading. But Brenda!
Oops, hello. I had you on mute there for a minute. I have to go along with everybody. I do want to say that I was feeling that, and it was kind of on the lines of what Bonnie said, because I feel like you're going to be somewhere where there's going, I don't know if it's in place right now, or it's just going to kind of fall into your lap, where you're going to be somewhere where they're going to pay for you to get that extra education. So, so watch, you know, watch for any type of work.
Opportunity.
You know, yeah, like they're, you know, if they're offering any, you know, like companies offer continuing ed and things like that. So watch for that, because I feel like something's going to come up. There's going to be a change in benefits where you're at, or you're going to move into something that's going to allow you that, afford you that. So.
Okay. Well,
Can I ask what you do?
Well, right now I'm taking anthropology and with a little bit of archaeology, and how they go coincide.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What do you want to do with that? Can I ask?
I don't know. Maybe organize. I see where it could be organized. Meetings and stuff like that for events, or I don't know, something in the future maybe. But I'm also into health and nutrition and all that. The medical part of me is there. I mean,
well, I've got to tell you something, because this is why I'm asking, and I'm just going to give this to you. There are grants that people don't know about. Now, because I saw that with Brenda, you can go, that's why they asked you what you do, because if you worked in a hospital or you work for a healthcare, they want you to continue your education. They'll pay for your bachelor's, your master's, anything. You have to keep a B and above, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. absolutely, if you have the bottoms, you have a CNRA or anything that's a lower than what you want to be, they'll start wanting you to get a higher education, because that will mean that it'll help them in the long run. So that's mm-hmm. why I asked you, if you're not in medical, because the medicals are usually the ones that do it, and Brenda's saying business, a lot of the businesses want the same thing. So, but you're in school, you would have to go to like the financial aid or the grant. I feel like there's a grant for you, because that's a weird subject you're going into. And I love it. It's like real ancient, and I love that. But they have grant writers, and that means you don't have to pay it back. And people don't really understand what a grant is. So go to grantwriters.com and take a look around.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Isn't that cool? What do you think, Zach? You like it?
So far, so good.
Well, you know all these women. We're going to just throw everything out there. And let me, 719, if you are calling to ask a question or you want to talk to Zach or any of one of us, please say something, because you don't have your arm up. But if you don't, you don't have to say a word. 719, you're on with everybody. Hi.
Hello, this is Kelly. I thought I did have my hand up. I'm sorry.
No, oh, gosh, I'm so
happy.
Kelly. I was at the bottom
of the
queue.
Kelly, hi, honey. Guess what?
Hello.
Go for it. I mean, unlike Susan, I told today, ask one question. Since Zach doesn't
already
know you, you can ask whatever you want.
The one thing I'm asking, good morning, Zach, or it's morning here, it's afternoon probably where you're at. I was kind of wondering, do you talk to people on the other side? Is that one of the gifts you're looking at too, or is it more of just kind of looking at things ahead of time?
If you want to talk to somebody.
Oh, well, I'm just curious if anybody on the other side has anything to say. I'm just curious if anybody on the other side has anything to say to me, because we've completed our geographical move. It's like we finally got most everything rounded up in one place. We don't have everything in its place yet, but working on that. But I'm just kind of wondering if the grandparents or my parents or anybody here, because right now it's my two teenagers and myself are in a house that my grandpa built, if you will. So I'm the third generation, they're fourth generation here, so there's a lot of history here, and I'm just kind of wondering if anybody has anything they want to comment on the other side, or if everybody's being quiet, then I'm just kind of generically kind of go, gee, what's our next move? Or I mean, not move geographically, but, you know, where's the next step? Where's the next step or the, you know, stone path in life that I need to be focused on?
Oh my goodness, that's going to be an Annabelle question, and then
hey.
That's going to be.
You know what? I'm gonna hop in here. This is Brenda. Hi, Kelly. Nice to hear from you.
I know. I don't have Wi-Fi anymore. It's like our Wi-Fi out here is ridiculous. It's like we have to go over to City Hall to access it, and it's like it's public computers that have a bunch of malware, spyware issues with them, and I don't want to get on the computers there and, you know, putting my passwords in. So I'm kind of Wi-Fi-lessness right now.
You'll get there. Well, I wanted to just tell you, Kelly, that I am so happy that you made that move.
Yes! Thank you.
I knew that's where you should be, and I've felt that for a long time, and your grandpa's really happy because when you first started talking, that's all I could hear was your grandpa. He's got a big smile on his face. He's happy where you're at. And I don't know where this is in your place, but somewhere outside, is there like a fence somewhere on the property? And I'm just seeing I don't know if he's standing at the door just looking out there, or is there something out there? Do you have an animal out there, a cow or something, or did he have a cow or horse
yet.
That he...
They had what my dad called the cow shed and the chicken shed. It's like there's the original log house. This is over 100 years old. It's like what was built. So he built it to last. It's like the more we've done small repairs and stuff around here. I mean, we just got the water thing's finally redone again because we'd sprung a leak on like Friday night, and some friends came down, one from Casper and one from Laramie, and it's like we got it. The galvanized stuff replaced with tech, so it's like our water should be good till spring, and we're going to fix a little more on stuff. But yeah, there's what we call the outbuildings. Let's see, I'm sitting here facing. I'm facing north. There's like a back door on the north, and to the northwest of the property, then it's fenced in. It's fenced in with like a really old time. It's probably a 100-year-old fence. This one that he built. But there's what we call the bunkhouse, and it's got like a cellar underneath it and stuff. He's got water that runs into the underneath part and then water that runs on the outside so you can water stuff. There's kind of a space, and then there's what we call the little log house. It's like about an 8x14, and it's built with logs like the original house is. Then next to it is what we call the cow shed or the goat shed. It needs some repair. Working on that. If they can bring money, that would be great, but it needs some work on the roof. And then there's another little thing, and they're all attached, the little log house and the cow shed and the other little shed, like storage shed for different, just stuff, like outdoor type stuff, like your gardening stuff. And they're all kind of three in a line attached, but they're separate. I mean, they're separate buildings, but they're kind of like, they built them onto each other, if that makes sense. You have separate entrances for them, though.
Yeah, I just see like him standing there, and he's just kind of looking out over there. He loves what you've done, and I think when I heard cow, I think he's looking at that probably that shed because, I think he's just wants that done. But he understands.
It needs to be. It does. Yeah. We did. I replaced all the glass and stuff. It's like I'm becoming handy in my old age because I never knew how to do this stuff before. It's like did a quick. Let's see. How do you do this? It's like so. I took measurements on the glass because there was like in the bunkhouse there was like 36 panes of glass. Thank God we only had to replace like I think five or six of them. In the little log house there's 28 panes of glass and we only had to replace five of those. The cow shed, it needs a little more help. It's going to need some interior shoring up stuff. Going to have to rebuild on the walls a little bit. Got glass replaced in there. And it's like, and the roof is a big thing. It's we're going to have to take it off, but it's like, I'm not sure there's going to be time this fall, to do that project. It's like, we might be looking at it till the spring. And I've been, wondering how in the world we're going to do something to, kind of protect what roof is there. Until springtime, because it's kind of not a good time to be constructing things this time of year because you get rained on and snowed on and things like that. I've been praying for good weather, but it's still iffy.
Put a tarp on it, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. We thought about that. It's like, okay, we can do that. I've got a big enough one, we can actually do that. So, okay.
You know what? I can't believe you said that, Annabelle. Not because I have a cough drop in my mouth so I can breathe here. But I saw the tarp, and then you go, put a tarp on it, Kelly. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's either I'm tapped into your whole unit there or you're tapped into me. Which is it?
It's called the flow of energy that opens up in the doors there. On the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Just focus.
What, but you've got to tell them, Kelly, you still have goats on the property. That is
not
it in
yet.
The property
oh,
or somewhere
oh.
else?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's
somebody
not,
else's
not
goats are
like
on your property.
Yeah, they're still there. It's like it's a slow process to go through the state. We're putting a feed lien through stuff, but they want copies of the sheriff's reports. They want copies of this. They want copies of that. I'm like, you know, because when you start dealing with the state.
Well, can you ask Zach? Ask Zach and Annabelle and Brenda. Well, I think they already knew that Zach. She has somebody put goats on her property. And
they owe me $950
at this
point because
they never paid rent. But now that she moved up there, the goats are still there, and the woman is still feeding them on Kelly's property.
Yeah.
Do you see her removing the goats, Kelly taking the goats, or this being resolved? No, because I always thought if they're on your property and you're trespassing, then you now own the goats. But that's not what Kelly's telling me.
You have to go through channels to do that. I have to get the lien put on them. Once the state tells me, okay, the lien's on them, then I can put up no trespassing signs. Then I can lock the gate. Then I can hand her a piece of paper that says, you owe me this amount, and your animals are mine until you pay it. And if you choose not to pay it, then I give you so many days or, you know, whatever, and I can take them down and sell them at the, you know, at the goat sale. But it's got to be proper order. And I haven't contacted her yet because I don't want her to see.
Well, I was hearing lien, so I'm glad you said lien because that's all I could hear when Bonnie said that is lien. So
lean.
I was hoping that you were the one putting on the lien and they could not slap a lien on you. So, but
I own the property. I own the property and there is no way. It's like, yeah, she's there. What really irks me about it is she's got a good job because she's paying for two or three horses that she stables somewhere else. And I'm like going, $25 a month for goats is not very much.
Why can't you open the gates? What I don't understand, Brenda and Annabelle and Zach, is if it's your property and those goats aren't yours, why can't you open
right.
the gates and let the goats go? You're under no obligation
to keep
those.
At the same time, I would like to get the money for them, and it's like, if she removes them, see, that's what the lien will do. Legally, it'll prevent her from removing them. If she chooses, it's like, you know, it's like security, if you will. So it's like she'll either pay me or there's enough goats there. There's like 13 goats there. There's and one of them's pregnant. She's going to have another one. So anyway, so it's going to be 14 goats, I guess. You know, but it's
right.
like there's enough goats on the property right now that it would, if I took them down to the Centennial Sale Barn and sold them, I would, you know, come out with probably that amount of money, possibly less, possibly more, whichever, you know, for my time and trouble and all that.
Well, do you hear, you know, what I'm hearing is you're dilly-dallying, but then I'm not going to yell at you because I'm not a great, like I said, I can't breathe in the least the way I do it. I'm going to be short and sweet. You're dilly-dallying.
Well,
go ahead.
The whole thing is you have to go through the legal channels. And
right.
you're already doing that, and you can't hurry
right.
it any faster than the courts.
Not much.
So
yeah.
it's just like you have to just kind of bide your time and then go
yeah.
through the channels, and she has so many days after the papers are signed to get them out. If she doesn't, then you sell them.
Right.
Well, open
that's
the
it.
Doors and let the goats go. I mean, the poor
no.
goats, just let them go.
No,
Why would you do that?
Yeah, see, nannies are selling for $2.25. Kids are selling for $185. And it's like Billy's, you know, not much, but it's like she's violating some of the terms of our lease anyway because she wasn't supposed to have Billy's on it. She was supposed to keep the barn cleaned out.
Right,
she and
has
she was supposed
no
to keep
lease, Kelly. She has
like,
no
she was
lease if she
shed
hasn't
water, so I
can't
have any sales reports there.
You know, you have no lease if you broke the lease. She broke the lease by not paying you. Therefore, you have no lease, as far as I'm concerned, because there's a broken contract.
Right.
So you need, I'm hearing that you're dilly-dallying. Get the paperwork done, get it into the court, and stop dilly-dallying.
I mean,
well,
like I said,
Kelly,
it's,
I pulled
it's
a card for you, and it's new beginning, end of delays, a change in direction that offers happiness. So that what did you get?
Yay! That is a yay.
Yeah. And you know I love you, Kelly. I'm only saying it because I so badly want you to get your money and I want you to get everything. I'm just so happy you're up there. Like Brenda, it is a move that should have been done a long time ago. And I'm just so happy because such a difference in your persona and even your energy. So, okay, Zach, since you haven't been talking for a while, you're so quiet. Grand Wizard, go for it.
Did you lose him?
I don't know, Zach. Zach.
Hello.
There he is.
Did you go to the
What do you think?
Edgewise, man.
I pulled a card as well.
Okay.
And it came up illusions by others.
Illusion by others. Okay.
So I could mean your problem with your neighbor lady with those goats. She's trying to skip you out of them.
Pull the wool over your eyes.
Yeah.
Do you see her paying Kelly? Or do you see her or Kelly keeping the goat?
No, I do not see her paying. And it's going to cause some concern for you. And wow, these cards are coming up pretty accurate.
Wow.
Like, I'm surprised, actually. Yeah, these ghosts are nothing but problems. Nothing but a problem for you, so.
Yeah, and they've been a problem for the town. It's like everybody around the surrounding, you know, who lives in the area around them has made, you know, complaints to the sheriffs about them. She won't feed them. She won't water them. You know, she's not taking care of them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like going, yeah. So I have to have my trailer unloaded. If we're going to do this, I have to have my trailer unloaded so I can load them in the trailer and haul them down to the sale, because the sale's about 65 miles yonder. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you see her doing that, Zach?
Say it.
Or should she just open the gates and let them out?
Okay. No, because that goes. There's your money on the hoof. It's like, I'm not going to let money on the hoof go, because that's the only payment I'll have.
Mm-hmm.
If she won't, if she's not going to pay
them.
Yeah.
If she's not going to do anything with them and they're on your property, take them down and sell them. Because once you get rid of those things, everything's going to balance out and be much better for you.
Cool.
Oh, I love that. Do you see any time for
Kelly?
Yes. I heard somebody say Kelly. Wasn't it was Brenda Annabelle?
6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay.
Kelly, do you have an attorney now on this?
No, because theoretically, when you go through the way it is, it's like we're going through the state brand inspector, and he's kind of, you know, walking me through the steps of, you know, do this. So it's like, he's not an attorney, but he's, I guess they call him the guy who's like the law enforcer for the brand inspector stuff, and it's like he knows all the ins and outs of how you have to do this stuff.
Okay, because it's just like Zach said, it's like if you had a contract and she hasn't gone by that contract, you don't have to have anything more done except go through the legal, and if that's what he is, then he can handle the whole thing, and you don't need to go through some of the stuff that you'd have to go through with the court system.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like, I just feel 6 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Super.
Six. That's fantastic. Annabelle, do you mean 6 weeks before all of it gets resolved?
Right.
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Because there is legal, there is legal stuff. Are you feeding them, Kelly?
I am not. It's like I haven't even let, I don't even think she knows I'm in town unless somebody else has told her. Because she has made no effort to get a hold of me, and I have made no effort to get a hold of her. Like I said, I don't want to spook her and have her run.
Well, she doesn't know you're there.
Right. But, yeah, no, I'm... I'm not feeding them. Apparently some of the neighbors, well, I mean, I guess she does, you know, somebody gets after her and, you know, they'll call her and say, hey, your goats are out of water. Hey, your goats are out of food. And, you know, then she'll wander over and do something with them. But it's like, yeah, I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole just yet.
Oh, well, so that could expedite the whole system. If you could get like an animal rights or something to come in that she's starving these goats, they could get on her too.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And that would hurry the whole thing up. It wouldn't even be 6 weeks then. You're probably looking at 2.5.
Oh, wow.
yeah, you got to do it.
Like I said, I'm going to make sure I got the lien in place first because that's, like I said, that's my cash goat. It's not a cash cow. It's a cash goat at this point. So, yeah.
Get call the animal rights people because I don't want to see those goats starving, Kelly. I really don't. It makes me sick to think about it. And I want
Are
you to do
this sure?
quickly.
Are you sure, Bonnie? Because you wanted to let him out.
But, you know, I wanted to let him out. Wait a minute. I wanted to let him out so they could be free and eat. I didn't want them to be, you know, because if you're free and you walk down the street, you can eat. You know, no, I wanted them to be free. They could go into somebody's backyard, eat their flowers, and maybe they would, you know, feel bad for them. And then they could eat. No, I didn't want them, but I just, that's so sad that those goats don't eat. I'm so sad. I'd argue with Simon.
The neighborhood would be upset.
Well, maybe some of them would take them in as pets, Callie.
Oh, there's people that want to buy them already. There's a gal that has, you know, communicated with other people and is like, there's one lady that says, you know, if she gets them and it's like, you know, she's selling them, like, I want a nanny and a kid. So I'm like, going, okay, there's a pair.
Okay, good. Just make sure they're going to go to good homes. I don't want to hear if they're going to do anything bad to those goats, okay? I just don't.
Yeah.
But I do want them to be made like pets and things like that. And if they can, I don't know, goat milk or whatever you want to use them as. But, you know, don't let them hurt the animals because I can't take them.
They wouldn't be hurt. It's like, a milk goat is a valuable thing. It's like you start going, well, depending on the lines that you buy, it's like, some of these, what they call the mega milker lines, of course, I don't know what, you know, what breeding they are or anything like that. But some of the ones that you go that, you know, you go to the dairies and stuff, they want $500 for a doe kid, you know, and that's just a young one it's going to take like, you know, 8 months to a year before they can grow up enough so you can breed them so you can get, you know, so you can have them come into milk, et cetera. So, yeah, it's like goats are a valuable commodity. They are.
Okay, well, just treat them, you know, get this done with, Kelly. Just get it done with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
I like the 6 weeks, but I like that 2.5 weeks better. But I want to make sure I've got the lien on them first.
If you keep one of them, send me some goat's milk fudge.
Well, see, that's in theory, but my, you know, both my teenagers want to take dairy goats, you know, show. So it's like, we'll see what they are. We'll see, you know, because I know there was one, and like I say, I don't know what lines they are or how much they produce or anything like that. I know the goat that won the state show in Wyoming, she produced a gallon of milk per milking, and they milked her twice a day. So it's like this little goat, you know, produced 2 gallons of milk a day. I was going, wow.
Oh, my God.
You try to buy goat milk in the store. Out here, it's $4 and something a quart. So.
Oh, my God.
And it's easier to digest for people,
I don't
too.
Hear Oh, please. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Kelly, well, whatever you have to do, just treat the goats right and make them a good home and make sure that they get fed right. Okay? You know I love you.
Yep.
All right, honey.
Yep.
You know, I've got 6 minutes before I go and get my inhaler, so I want to say something to this family.
Did you put your Vicks on? Did you put the Vicks on and get in the shower like I told you to?
No, I'm going to. I can't. I don't have time. But I will try if I don't get my breath back. All right, I love you, Kelly, and good luck because we're so happy. I know that Brenda and Annabelle are super, super jazzed that you finally got out of your situation.
And it does. It made such a difference in energy. It just, and I thank you guys. You know, thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Annabelle. And thank you, Zach. Nice to meet you today. You know, but yeah, thank you guys for prayers, love, support, all that good stuff. Really appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, Kelly. We'll talk to you later, and thanks for calling because you know I just adore you.
Someday I'll get Wi-Fi. Someday I'll be able to come back on.
Okay. We'll wait. Thanks, Kelly. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I got to tell you something, Annabelle, because I'm not going to be able to take the next caller. I had to take Kelly because I told her that, you know, Zach was coming in and she just is so much better at her new place. But what I wanted to tell you, Annabelle, this is crazy because I told Brenda, but I haven't talked to her. So somebody that you talked to called me and she said she got that show on Sirius Radio.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's going to be on television. She did not offer me anything. So, but she said she wanted to be on my show. I said, sure. But yet she hasn't read for me, and I read for her. But she gave me the name of this lady. This is why I think that she needed to talk to me, why I wanted to tell you. She gave me the name of this lady who is 91 years old, who reads in Florida, who had a message for me. It was a really nice message. So I want to see what you think. And Zach, you can tell me too. She said that she's never, ever, she meditated on me and that she never, ever in all of her 91 years have seen what she saw. She said when I was 8 years old that she saw them take me in my sleep to the high temples in Israel. Now, isn't that funny that I'm Jewish? And she said that they bestowed on me seven gifts. Well, it's funny, I'm a 777. My month is seven, and my birthday is 14, so that's 3 7s. And she said, and they'll start in 2016. Okay, that's what she told me. So I said, that's fabulous. I mean, I'm thrilled to death, but I was always very, very interested as a teenager in Israel. It's crazy. But what's really interesting is that night I went to sleep, but I didn't go to sleep. And I saw Ebenezer Scrooge. Now, it might not have been him, but it was, you know, like the look of him. And I said, oh, but I'm not sleeping. And I said, can you hear me? And when I looked closer, all these people were walking around and they couldn't hear me. And I kept saying, your spirits, talk to me. And they didn't do anything. They just kept going around in their business. Isn't that crazy? But I wasn't sleeping. At least I told myself I wasn't sleeping. And when I got up, I said, I'm not sleeping. So I wonder if that's one of the gifts, but I can't figure it out. What do you think?
That's a deep one.
Annabelle, is that the reason that you wanted this girl to get a hold of me? Because the thing is that it's crazy because this girl said she got a reading from you and she loved you. But when she called me, she was just telling me that she's going to be on Sirius Radio and she's going to have a television show and that she knows the Long Island medium. And I said, she said, well, do you want me on your show? And then you could be on mine. I said, well, of course, that would be fine. But I haven't heard from her. So I'm not
you
sure
will.
What was
you on. Will. She's very busy.
She's
I
been
feel
sick,
like
too. I talked to her yesterday. She was really sick.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know why?
I just feel it was a part. What you went through was like a partial gift. It wasn't one of the seven that she's talking to you about, because that will come almost all at the time. You're going to know all seven at one time. It's
great.
It's going to be quite an experience. Yes.
Wow.
And this lady. Okay, I know a little bit about this lady because the one that
you
talked to.
You lived in Florida.
Huh?
You should, because you lived in Florida, so you would know. Well, you were in
Florida. I didn't live in Florida. This lady, the 91-year-old lady,
mm-hmm.
comes from a client that I've had for probably 25 years.
Wow.
And that's how I met this girl that you talked for, yeah. So it's like, I know about this lady, and she's fantastic.
Okay. Well, you and I need to talk more, and we only have 49 seconds, and I'm going to the doctor to get an inhaler. Zach, I am so happy that you joined us on the show. I am sorry that I can't keep you on longer, only because I got to go to the doctor. But I hope you enjoyed yourself, and you got a little taste of what this show is all about.
I did. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. It was a lot of fun. It's different, and I like different.
Yeah. It is very different, and you are going to love it because you're welcome back. I just want your mom and your grandma to know, and they know because I've been telling them you can come on. You are welcome here anytime because I love having you.
Go ahead. You know what Brenda named us? The family panel.
I love that because I wrote three generations. So I love that the family panel. Anytime you want to come back, and we are off the air right now and I've got to go. But Zach, you are welcome back. I hope you want to do the show and we will take you any Wednesday. And I'll actually give you your own show a little later down the road when I open another day. But if you would like to continue being here and you want to come on anytime, please feel free to join us on Wednesdays. You will love it and we'll have so much fun. I want to thank you again, Zach, and thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Annabelle and Brenda. And you know you're going to be hearing from me soon.
Well, go get your inhaler.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye,
Zach. Bye.
Bye. Bye.